5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
All you do is play golf and you drink red wine.
Put moron number two on the phone.
Why would you touch perfection?
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Listening to the Rush Hour. Triple M. I feel good.
I used to think that Monday were our worst show, but I think Wednesday's creeping up on it fast.
Gee, we just started.
We get to the middle of the week. And fair to say that the oxygen's been sucked out of the room. Left fat. I'll tell you what, we've got Dan Hannabury from the Saints and, of course, premiership player for the Swans.
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward to chatting to him. And also, I see a hump day quiz.
Oh, yes, please.
Why would we hand that to you? It's already a show that splutters.
Because I'm the best.
No, you're not.
And I tell you what, we've got an interesting contestant.
Have we?
Yeah, stand by. You'll find out why.
I'm going to be interested in how you handle that contestant.
Well, I'm a touch
because
worried.
You've got to be a bit sensitive and diplomatic with his condition. So, Bill, it's important.
And he would be.
That when he comes on, that you handle it, you know, with great empathy.
Move on,
Jim. How nice to see you anyway, Baldy.
Good on you, Skinny. Great to see you. And g'day to you, Raps.
133353, give us a call at any stage today. We're going to go down to Bowen Heads now. Todd's on the line. What's happening in your part of the world, Todd?
That wasn't the Todd, surely. That wouldn't have been the Todd.
No, it was another Todd, and I think he was a bit peeved off because everyone thinks he's the Todd from Bowen Heads that rings
up. And he actually isn't.
Mm, exactly. Say that again. Anyway.
I met a bloke once. Speaking on this same thing, met a bloke once in Perth.
Oh, yes.
Sorry, Adelaide it was. Mm. And I'd been on breakfast radio for about the first couple of years.
Yes.
And mightn't have been flying along as well as I thought.
Oh.
Anyway, I met him. He came up to me.
You heard him.
He said, "My name's James Brayshaw." That's a true story.
Oh, there's Southern bloke.
Yeah. He said, "You know what I've had to do?
What?
Make my number private."
Oh, fair dinkum.
The amount of people that ring up and call me a cockhead.
Say that again.
That is 100% true.
I can see that happening.
I said to him, mate, I'm apologising in advance for any of the abuse you've copped over the journey. That is a true story.
I've never had anyone come up to me and say,
"I'm Bill Brownless."
I'm Bill Brownless. I can not. Hey, Jim, I caught up with Gil McLaughlin.
Oh, you did?
Yes, I did. Right. I got preferential treatment with him. I've got him on the hotline. I can talk to him whenever I want.
Preferal.
And I caught up with Gil earlier today and asked him about where is Hub Footy at?
Understanding the ongoing situation with COVID-19 in Victoria, Victorian teams will be based out of Queensland for up to 10 weeks as we aim to get the majority of the season complete in that time frame. Victorian teams based in Queensland are fixed to travel interstate to play. Will travel to their game and then return back to Queensland. Melbourne, which is currently based in New South Wales, will also move to Queensland next week.
Mm, 10 weeks, Jim.
That's amazing.
There is 11 weeks left of the season, so that's obviously the season. But it's interesting, St Kilda, we'll ask Dan Hannabury about this. They play Port Adelaide and they play Adelaide 2 weeks in a row in Adelaide.
Jeez.
But guess what they're going to do, Jim?
What?
Go to Adelaide, fly back, go to Adelaide. They're not going to stay in Adelaide.
You know, I've thought this for a while, Fat. If a Melbourne-based team wins the grand final this year, it will be a titanic performance.
Unbelievable.
Because they're done. Yeah. They won't play another game in Melbourne now, at least until the finals start, and highly likely the finals will have to be played interstate as well.
Yeah.
So that means the next, what's that, Rabbits? 10, 12 games? I don't know how many are left.
11.
They will all be played on the road for all of the teams from Melbourne.
The Premier might come from either Brisbane or West Coast.
Or Port, going really well, or any of those. Yeah. But it's very, or GWS, obviously. Sure. But it's very, I'm not saying they can't.
Yeah.
But if they do, if Collingwood or Richmond or one of these clubs win the grand final, Bill, it will be one of the great performances ever.
Yeah, indeed. And I tell you who are getting smug. I know the Premier of New South Wales, she was getting smug for a while, but she's been hit a little bit. The Queensland Premier had this to say, Jimmy boy.
Given the choice between not having a season and having it based in Queensland, I think I know what the fans would like to happen.
She went on to say that the grand final should now be played in Queensland.
Well, Bill, what we've got to do, I know that you're talking about the tone of her voice a bit.
Yeah.
But what we've got to do is acknowledge that without Queensland, the season's cooked.
Mm-hmm.
They are the ones that are pushing the boat out and allowing us to continue with this season. So I say more power to them. And if they achieve that for us so that we can complete a season, then they can have the grand final. They deserve it.
All right. So you reckon grand final there now, well, at the Gabba?
Whoever helps us the most to get this season completed should get preferential treatment if we can't have it here at the MCG.
Okay. Gold Coast Suns news. We don't talk about them a lot, but they've been good this year. Stewie Jew has extended his contract for 2 more years.
Good.
So good on him.
Good on him.
I think he's a very good coach, actually. He's going beautifully with those young boys.
Good.
And speaking of Gold Coast, Isaac Rankin. He can play footy. We saw that on the weekend. You know what else he can do, Jim?
What can he do?
He can sing.
You had a fast car. I got a ticket to anyway. Maybe we can make it there. Maybe together we can get somewhere. They were the perfect couple that always locked lips. She gave her his heart. He said, we got this. She looked him in the eyes. Said, I promise you, I'll replace it with mine. And it's not going to move.
Not bad.
He started heading his own way with it.
Yeah.
Very good.
So that's Isaac Rankin. He's a very talented
man. Talented man, Bill. Spot on, yes.
Tribunal news, Jim.
what news?
Tribunal. Dylan Sheil has to serve the 2-match ban for his bump on Curtis Taylor.
Yes.
They appealed it last night. Got nowhere. But,
Yes.
Well, I think 2 weeks was about
right. No, I'm with you.
And also Ben Long, he got 3 weeks. They pleaded guilty, went in there, did all the right things they did.
Because that might have got him from 4 to 3.
That's right.
Might have got 4 otherwise.
And 3's probably right. 3 or 4, I thought. So I think they all got it right.
Yep.
Big Bash Jim is back.
I know.
Big Bash fixture is out.
Tell me what your take out is, Bill.
Well, it starts earlier. Mm. It starts on December 3.
Yep.
Ruby's birthday.
That's it. It finishes earlier.
It finishes Sunday the 6th of Feb. And there's a lot of double headers there and all that. So we'll see how it goes. But what is interesting, if the India test goes ahead, Jim, the series, so they'll play day one, and then from 6 o'clock, Big Bash. Day two from 6 o'clock, Big Bash. For the first test,
absolutely.
The third test and the fourth test.
Because
the second test is a
day
night.
You love your cricket, Bill, all day, all night.
So there's plenty of cricket there, Jimmy boy.
Love
plenty
it.
Of footy.
Nice.
And, gee, that's another good rap from Anthony William.
Jeez. That's it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we've got to get to the quiz.
The hump day quiz. My suggestion is you don't miss this because Bill can put a bad quiz together, but stand by.
Actually, if you want to get a have dinner or if you want to have a cup of tea, I'd go and get it now.
It's a rush hour. On the Triple M app and on your radio, this is the Rush Hour, JB and Bill, and we're doing this.
And now, from the studios of Triple M Melbourne, it's the Rush Hour's Hump Day Quiz. Here's your host, Billy Brownless.
How?
Hot day quiz.
How are you a host of any quiz?
Because, Jim, I am Umo Numero. I'm number one, Jim.
Umo Numo.
Hump Day Quiz.
Bill,
thanks to Thirsty Camel.
You can't host anything, let alone an on-air quiz.
I get you.
Like, you just keep cocking it up.
No, the quiz is very popular, and we had to get it back because the people wanted it on the Sunday rub, and they love it
on the
Wednesday.
We brought Greg Evans in to give you some tips, and the one tip he gave you was?
Research.
Research and preparation.
Which is a suburb out north of Melbourne.
You don't do either of them. All right, so how's this going
to
work?
Well, it's easy, Jim. We just ask for some people to ring in, and even on the socials, they send in why they want to be on the quiz.
Okay.
And we got some very good
prizes. We'll have a listen to these. Grilled. They released their new menu today. Four new burgers. Cool. Not only healthy, Bill, they're also 100% natural. No artificial colours, flavours or preservatives. And they still taste the best. So we got a $50 voucher from Grilled.
Which is across the road there.
No doubt. Healthy and our
burgers.
Great friends at Neverland.
And elsewhere. Yes.
But how good have they been to us for a long time. Rhino and everyone there. Neverlandstore.com.au, the home of Australian streetwear, stocking your favourite brands, Nina and Pasadena, Kiss Jazzy, etc. Shop in store or online, we've got a $100 voucher there.
Which is good because they deliver to your house.
Oh, they're brilliant.
Mate, they deliver. But look at this. We've got 5 pages of people that want to come on the quiz, Jim.
Right.
I see one of them said Rabsy's a genius.
Like, that's why he's not on.
Warren is the greatest. You know him, do you?
Tim Sting. But thank you very much. Good feedback.
Don't reckon it is.
Get me on fat, says Gary Ring.
That's true. When I'm a Thor loser, says Loki. Ben, we've had Loki on before.
Because I deserve a prize even fatter is a bigger 8-day clock than me.
Yeah. Oh, no. Jeez, you must have a real tiny. Get me on because fat's my idol, says Chris.
There we go, Jim.
Do I need pre-drinks, says Pam. Come on, Pam. You're much better than that.
Good work,
Pam. All right, so who are we ending up with?
Well, we're ending up with a Geelong fan, Jim.
Oh, well, really?
And his name is Sam, and he's out there. Jeez. Hello, Sam. Welcome to the quiz.
Billy, JB, thank you very much.
What was your reason to get you on the quiz?
I just want to hear you try and pronounce my surname.
Righto, and I'll do it, Sam.
It's Mlynarz. How are you pronouncing that?
Mlynarz?
Yeah.
How do you say it, Sam?
Moonash.
Moonash.
It's nothing like Moonash.
It's Moonash, fat, you idiot.
Moonash.
Moonash.
How are you getting that out of Mlynarz?
Yeah.
Oh, don't ask me. Ask the grandparents.
What is Moonash there, Sam?
Where's it from? It's from Poland.
Polish.
Poland. Righto.
He's a Polish.
All right. Well, you're very welcome. Nice to have you on, Sam. And we got Jamie on the line.
Hello, Jamo.
And guess who he's a fan of, Jame?
North Melbourne.
Oh, that's the way.
Why do we have you on the line, Jamie?
Oh, just something to get me through this isolation, I guess.
But tell us what else you've got.
Yeah, I actually tested positive to the coronavirus last Friday.
Oh, jeez.
So have you actually got coronavirus?
Oh, have a look at him.
Oh, apparently.
Hey, Jame, idiot Brownless is now talking to you with a mask on.
Jim,
are you worried about contracting it from Jamie?
Over his eyes.
I couldn't see. I've never worn a mask.
You can't see.
Now, have a look. Hang on. We've got to get Ethan in to film this.
So you got tested.
You are speaking to Jamie via a telephone over a microphone and you're worried about contracting.
Well, I am, Jim, because you don't know what you're going to get. But how do you feel? Tell us how you feel, Jamie.
I'm fine at the moment, but when I originally got tested, it was only because I live in one of those hotspot areas.
Oh.
So I didn't really feel any, mainly had minor symptoms, but nothing major, and I ended up having it.
Oh, right. Eh? So no symptoms?
What? No, he just said that. He didn't have any symptoms. Look at this idiot.
Well, Jim, geez, it's hard to wear a mask, actually. Oh, I've never worn a mask.
That is hilarious.
Righto, Jamie.
Hey, Jame.
Yep.
By the way, Saturday night against the Tigers, we'd need to see something better.
Oh, absolutely.
What's the crap we've been serving up the last couple of weeks?
Definitely been struggling, haven't we?
All right, we need to get better. No, whereas the Cats are going beautiful.
They are going well. All right, here we go. Sam Moonash. Righto, boys. You're ready to go?
Get the stupid mask off, fat. We can't understand what you're saying.
What's
anyway, let alone now.
Oh,
all right, here we go.
Righto, you ready, Sam and Jamie? Man?
Now we can't open his jaw up, Marf. He's stuck on his head. Seriously, what is wrong with
here
you?
Here we go. Who is the AFL leading goal?
Wait. Have you told them what their buzzers are?
Oh, shut up. I don't know. I've lost
Sam
it.
And Jamie.
It's not hard.
Righto.
Oh, Corona and virus, right? Who is the leading AFL goal kicker and where does he come from?
Corona.
Oh, who's that?
Jamie, I should.
Tom Papley.
Yep. Yes. And where's he from?
As in, like, where he grew up.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, fat. That's not part of the question.
Well, he can get a bonus point if he wants to, but one I'll give you. But he's from Bunyip.
Bunyip.
Yeah.
Right.
You do now.
Right, so one, two, the good guy. Well, no, because Sam's a good guy,
no,
too.
No, Sam's a good bloke.
James is. Yep. Right.
Right. Have a listen to this audio and tell me who kicked this goal.
Forced to use the left side, kicks high, Holman can't mark, Salem leaves it behind, one way, then the other!
No!
Oh, first kick in AFL is a beauty!
Brad Seymour there from Triple M calling.
Righto.
Who was that? Had a good game on the weekend.
Jamie. Would it be Isaac Rankin?
Oh,
he's
Jamie.
On fire!
It's Sam there?
Yeah, I'm here, Billy. I just... Gold Coast...
Come on, Moonash.
Sam's coming to the party with some gold. Come on, Sammy.
Righto, Sam, I'm going to put one in here that you might know.
Righto.
Who joined the 300 club last weekend? He played...
Dave.
Oh?
Sam.
Yeah, Sam?
Yeah, that'd be Selwood.
Oh, no. Which gives Jamie all the clues, and given it's a best of fiver.
Selwood did play. No, he played two weekends.
Yeah, two
he weekends. Played 11 games with Fitzroy there, Corona. He played 121 games with Geelong, and he coached 168 games with Port Adelaide, which equals 300. Who is it? Oh, no.
I actually don't know.
Oh, did. Sam, you can come back in if you want to. Who you reckon it is? Played at Geelong, Sam.
He's now a coach. Play.
Ken Hinckley.
Right.
Wasn't
Bill,
hard,
are you calling Jamie Corona? Because he has coronavirus. Is that what he's saying?
No, I didn't mean it. Slipped out.
Oh, did it?
It slipped out.
I think you probably should apologise.
Sorry, Jamie, if you take offence.
Nah, no worries. Stop.
Yeah, I didn't mean it. It was just a bit of ha-ha.
You can't do that in these times of pandemic.
Well, yeah, but he seems okay to me. You're doing the right thing. You're hibernating.
Yeah.
Good.
Hibernating.
You got a girlfriend?
Isolating that
way. I do, yes.
Have you seen? She hasn't come over, I think.
Nah.
Oh, can I imagine that.
All right, three questions in and James, two zip up. Righto. Oh, Bill, I can't let you own a quiz.
Oh, this is a terrible quiz, Bill.
It is. It's a shocking.
Who did England lose to in the first test last Monday? Held it.
Jamie.
Sam. Oh. I heard
All
Sam
right,
first.
Sam. Righto.
West Indies.
Yes, 2-1.
That's complete cheating, but anyway.
Yes, it is.
All right.
This is
well. If Sammy gets it right, we go to a tiebreaker. If James gets
which
it,
we
she's all
got a question
over.
For.
No, exactly. All right.
Oh, this is. Hope you're watching and listening over the weekend. According to Damien Hardwick, how many defenders did Sydney have in the Richmond forward line?
Jamie. I think it was 75,000.
No.
Oh, well done.
Yes.
70. Well
That's
done,
good
Jamie.
Winning. That's good winning.
What does old Crona win, Jim?
Oh, Bill. Very diplomatically speaking to Jamie because he tested positive, but he's doing all the right things and he's going beautifully.
Right.
Now, James,
yep.
You have a $100 Neverland store voucher, home of Nina and Pasadena, Kiss Chasey, the best brands. Of course, Australia's home of streetwear.
Thank you very much.
Oh, mate, you love it. It's beautiful.
On,
and Sammy.
Sammy.
Yep.
You get a $50 voucher to Grilled.
Thank you very much, boys.
100% natural, no artificial colours, flavours or preservatives. They still taste the best.
Beautiful.
And a $50 voucher for you there.
Sam Moonash.
Moonash.
Quiz was a bit like Billy's finals appearance, wasn't it? Get to the finals, dance and choke.
Yay!
Is that what? Sam finally said something in the quiz, did he?
Oh, I like it, Sammy. Well done, mate. He did let you down
horribly.
Hey,
all the best, Jamo. Look after yourself. Get yourself right and we'll see you out in the streets in about 6 months.
Right, see you, James. Bye. Well done, Sammy. Bill, not your best.
No, Jim, no. I'll have to agree.
No,
but I think it's the contestants
and long.
Long, very long.
Just a 10-minute hump day quiz.
Hard to talk in the mask.
Oh no. Dan Hannabury coming up
check
soon.
Check out at James Brayshaw, by the way. You'll see what idiot looks like with that on. Seriously, what is wrong with him? Honestly, there's something properly wrong with him. Dan Hannabury joins us next on the Rush Hour.
James Brayshaw, Anthony William Brownless. This is Triple M's Rush Hour.
They've got to be careful here, the Dogs. Out the back door, Hannabury on the left. Kicks a beauty.
Ah, now this man, Bill.
Yes.
I'll just have a listen to the resume he's put together, please. 218 games, of course. Premiership player at the Swans and magnificent in that 2012 year.
Mm-hmm.
Three-time All-Australian. Mm-hmm. Three-time.
Yeah.
Coach Association Player of the Year, and that is, of course, something that the players hold very dear. Ron Evans Medal for the Rising Star. Brett Kirk Medal, of course, times two at 2015. This is a star of the game. Star of the game, Dan Hannabury, and he joins us now. Hello to you, Daniel.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Now, hey, what's the Brett Kirk medal?
I could be the Giants, actually. The Giants, Sydney Derby.
Oh, Sydney Derby. Player of the ground. Best player on the ground in that match.
I wasn't sure, because the Sydney Best and Fairest is named after the great Bobby Skilton, isn't it?
That's right. Yeah. Bobby Skilton medal. That's correct.
Hey, mate, how's Noosa?
Yeah, it's the weather's been pretty kind to us, although there's a couple of days of rain, but the weather's been really good. So I took a few days to adjust to, I guess, moving into a resort where we're sort of, in quarantine, so to speak. But it's been it's been good. It would have been nice to have got the 4 points on the weekend, but hopefully we get another opportunity this Monday night.
Not only the weather being kind to you, but also the AFL, the only team based out of Noosa, the Saints. Yes, everyone else is buggering off to bloody Gold Coast Surf and everywhere. Club. So, geez, you've got a nice little arrangement there, Dan, man.
Oh, look, obviously Noosa's a beautiful part of the world, no doubting about that. However, the resort, although it is nice, he's reasonably tightly packed, so I guess we've got to be smart at our space here. And, certainly I wouldn't mind being on the pines on the golf course there, Jim and Bill. But you definitely can't have it all your own way. No. But, no, it is very nice up here.
It'd be nice if it was Hastings Street, maybe. You can walk down there and enjoy it. Hey,
that's right.
I was reading Dan, man, that a couple of the Saints players' partners are expecting. So you might have some bubs in hubs.
Oh, I know.
I think Jaron Geary and Jake Carlo, I think, are both expecting. So, it's obviously pretty unusual circumstances being away for an extended period of time. So I think the club and those guys are going to work through that, what that looks like, whether they come up here or they go back down to Melbourne. But, it is certainly very unusual circumstances. And, we had a chat today just about, what the next, 8 weeks looks like. And, with all things going well, hopefully it's more for us, and we can make the finals. So at this stage, we know that we're away for at least 8 weeks.
Hey, tell me the biggest influence in the hub now that you've been in there for a while. Is it people like yourself who have got the Ks on the clock and can just grab the young blokes and keep things on track? Or is it the young blokes who have got the energy that keep you blokes sort of revitalised? How's the sort of synergy all working?
It's a good question. It's probably a bit of a mixture of both, really. I think it's just a really good opportunity. We're quite a young group, but there is certainly some older heads, and I think it's been great. This year we've sort of focused on a lot about connection, I guess, and I'm sure a lot of teams are doing the same thing, but it sort of almost forces you to sort of get to know your teammates even better. And certainly there's been a lot of FIFA comps, a lot of table tennis comps, a bit of blokes on the tennis court, so a bit of competitive rivalries going on already. But, certainly a lot of the younger guys. It was a bit different back in when I first started. But the young guys these days, they're straight into the banter off the bat. So no earning your stripe, sort of almost straight into it. So that sort of makes it very funny, and you've got to certainly be on your toes.
Yeah, very confident. Hey, I read with interest that, of course, this week you play on a Monday night. You play Adelaide in Adelaide. Then you're going to fly back. And you're not going to stay in Adelaide because the next round you play Port Adelaide over there. So instead of staying in Adelaide the week, you're going to come back to your home in Noosa.
Yeah, I think, obviously, as players, we didn't have a lot of say in that, but I think all the players agree it's probably a smart call, given the fact that we've moved basically our lives and, there's a lot of families here. We've sort of pretty well set up here now. It wouldn't make a lot of sense to go spend a week somewhere else, I guess. And I think now that we're set up, we're happy to cop the travel and with being comfortable, I guess, in our resort after a week. And this Sunday, I think, will be at the end of our two weeks quarantine. Ooh. So we'll be able to, maybe get out and play a bit of golf or go down to the beach or whatever. So I think guys are pretty keen to do that. And I think it's a pretty smart decision.
Mm. All right, Dan, stick around. A couple of things we need to discuss with you. Firstly, the super draw, of course, for the Saints. That's a big thing. And secondly, we need to get to the bottom of what the hell happened on the weekend.
Wow.
All right, more with Dan Hannanbury after this.
And St Kilda gun midfielder Dan Hannanbury joins us.
Oh, no doubt. Now, to explain the super draw, please, Fat.
Well, it's the super draw there at the Saints, Jim. Yes. All you have to do is there's many prizes up for grabs, including what about the first prize? Mm-hmm. It's valued at $29,980.
Yes.
You get food, accommodation, meet and greets. You get tickets. You get flights to all the flights. Well, this was probably done before the season started.
Of course it was.
But I'm sure they might fly up to Noosa.
Lizard Island package, of course, comes in second. And then the corporate suite to a Saints home game.
Yes.
I tell you what, Bill, there is magnificent stuff attached to that. Enter now on the Saints website. Get stuck in there.
Now, Dan.
We did for Triple M Football the game between the Saints and Fremantle on the weekend. Oh. And at quarter time, it was a matter of how far.
I'll give you the score, Jim. St Kilda was 7-2, Fremantle 1-2.
Completely and utterly taken the piss, Dan. What happened after that?
Yeah, we were, to be honest. Watching it back here with the guys that weren't playing, that were either injured or in the VFL squad, so to speak, we were sort of just almost thinking, shit, we've got it sewn up, and how good is this? The boys are on fire. And unfortunately, the way it looked, obviously, was the rest of the guys, I guess, had the same idea. I'm obviously not being serious in that regard. I think just purely and simply, Fremantle, just looking back at the game, really turned up the heat inside, and their pressure went right up. And we sort of, I guess, whether we rested on the laurels or whether we just thought it was just going to happen after such a great start, we'll never know. But all we do know is that we dropped off our intensity and pressure enormously, which is really disappointing. And I think the other thing is that we sort of let that same sort of, I guess, scenario slip in round one. So to have that happen twice in the year is really disappointing. And I think it's just about purely and simply trying to arrest momentum back on our terms when the opposition start to kick two or three goals in a row and don't let them kick five or six. So, you know, we've had a really good, I guess we've had a couple of really good, solid, robust discussions this week about that. And I think with a young group, we're going to really hopefully bounce and learn from the experience, as frustrating and as hard as it was to lose, and certainly even to see some of the vision that we did. But we think we'll learn off it and improve, you know, if we find ourselves back in that position next time. But, yeah, certainly very disappointing.
The coach wasn't happy. Brett Ratten said there's going to be some tough love at the selection table. So do you think there'll be a couple of changes?
Oh, look, that's certainly not my domain. I'll leave it up to,
Who would have you dropped Bradson, sitting there at Noosa when you're sitting there?
I think it's sort of, you know, one in all in, Bill. So, yeah, that's one of the things you leave to the coaching staff. That's why they get paid the big bucks, mate.
You have been a part, of course, of a premiership outfit at the Swans. So how are you looking at things at the Saints? It's exciting. I've recruited really well in the off-season. Exactly. So how do you align that with what you experienced in Sydney?
Yeah, well, certainly last year coming in, it was obviously quite, it's unusual for a player who's been, playing at a team for 10 years to go to a new environment. It sort of took me a little while to get used to everything and build some relationships and whatnot. And even in the off-season, there's been an enormous, exchange of players traded or retiring and new players coming in for us and certainly in the draft. So, and we've had a lot of new staff members and coaches. So certainly there's a real good sense of that we're growing and building and learning, and there's a real positive, I guess, an optimistic vibe, and it has been for the whole pre-season, and certainly after we got a couple of wins, that sort of came to fruition even more. We know that when we're on, our best is very, very good, but there is still a gap there with, our inconsistencies during games. So that happens with a young group, but we feel that we've certainly got a really exciting culture growing here at the Saints, and I sort of view it slightly differently, I guess. At the Swans, when I came in, we were pretty well established already as a side, and we had a lot of older guys that were sort of driving standards. I feel like now there's certainly some really great leaders that are driving our standards now, but there's also a lot of middle-tier younger guys that are really starting to have their say and perform well, but also drive the culture. And some of those guys, like Cal Wilkie, Hunter Clark. I wouldn't say he's too young, but Zach Jones is only 25, so there's a lot of guys in our group that are young and learning that are starting to really drive a culture of success. So we're just going to really try and translate to wins on the board now.
Yeah, good to watch when they're up and going. Let me tell you, that first quarter was great. Yeah. Hey, I know it's been a couple of years, but is it great to be back in Melbourne, even though you're not?
Yeah. I mean, this year's been a bit of a shit sandwich, so to speak, as we all know. But
without the bread, yes.
Yeah, without the bread, exactly. But it has been really good. It's been it's clearly a different lifestyle to Sydney, which is sort of quite sunny and a very, very beach style of living. But yeah. It's been good to be around family and friends, and I've really enjoyed the move, and I'm actually loving my time at St Kilda, albeit, certainly last year I had a really disappointing run of injuries. But, today to get through a solid training session, I'm not too far away from getting back on the park. So hopefully I can get some more games under the belt this year.
Well, Dan, one of my rules that I live my life by is when someone hands you a shit sandwich,
what do you do?
Don't eat any of it.
All right.
To refuse to put it in your mouth, fat.
Right.
So, that's something Dan can wander into his Wednesday with.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Wasn't even bloody good advice, that.
It is good advice, mate.
I need it.
I'm full of it.
I've eaten a few.
No doubt.
Not good for your breath.
No. Or your guts.
Yeah. You don't want dingo breath.
Hey, mate. Good luck. We're all, as Bill said, when the Saints are up and about, it is a great watch. We all love it. So, good luck with everything coming up.
Thanks a lot, boys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks,
well
Dan.
Done, mate.
on your home smart speaker.
Hey, Google.
And on your radio. This has been a very entertaining rush hour on Triple M.
I told you Wednesdays aren't our best.
We should have a look at that quiz, Jim. I'm not
no,
sure.
No, really?
Yeah. We'll have a meeting after
we actually
work.
Preempted that was going to be pox, and it was.
Pox.
Poor old Corona.
Oh, no.
Bill's just branded a contestant who's tested positive Corona.
Jamie, you're lovely, Jamie. All the best to him, too.
All right.
Now, Jim, nothing else. Who's on tomorrow?
Oh, I tell you. Xavier Hillis joins us, our man from the West, because we need to find out what's going on over there.
Yes.
Are they a part of this season? Teams are there now. How much footy are we going to see? How many people are going to be able to go?
You know what else,
the
Jim?
Derby's coming up.
Well, 30,000, of course, tomorrow night, Geelong Collingwood. But I want to know about the other ground, Subiaco and the Wacker.
Oh.
Could you play footy there?
Jeez.
I think Subiaco's been demolished and it's a park,
Subiaco,
but we'll find it.
That's where I took 14 marks in the grand final.
Go to the Claremont bloody crew.
In the day with a laugh, this is Billy's Joke.
Crew Tracker, the app built for Aussie tradies. Head to crewtracker.com for your free trial today.
They're good. All
right,
tracker.
Very good. Crew Tracker.
Guess what I found out today, Jim?
What'd you find out?
I was a cake. Now everybody wants a piece of me.
Oh, no. See, he thought it was funny. It wasn't. So then he slaughtered the telling of it.
That's good, Ramsey.
No.
It's all right, then.
Terrible.
Where's the best place to hide drugs in space?
Where?
Uranus.
Oh, no. So just double down on a horrible joke with a second one. See, this is where we need to draw a line.
I like
you,
them. They're good.
Started off so well on Monday. But
yep.
The cake just was good. You'll use that.
It's been downhill since then.
Me and Gary, we went.
Not even Ty Land will fix that crap.
We'll wrap that show up and tears just crossed. Come here. Again, we'll put this
thanks.
See you, Jim.
No thanks.